Hello everybody, my name's Maureen, I'm 61 years old and I was one of the first women in Britain to make myself available using the contraception pill. My great time in life, what I want to talk about, was the 60s. I was a young married woman and I was having my family. I didn't really particularly want three children. However, the third one came along and I was quite pleased with the event. But one thing I knew absolutely without a shadow of a doubt, I did not want another child after he was born. So I went along to my doctor and asked him if he will put me on the pill. Now, the pill is to stop me getting pregnant. That was the thing of the time. It still is. And he said, I'm sorry, you can't have it because we don't know enough about it. And guess what happened? I became pregnant. Now, I really did not want, as I said, the fourth child, so I actually had an abortion. I did it myself. It was probably one of the most worst experiences of my life, and I nearly killed myself, to be honest. And looking back, that makes me very sad to think that I was pushed to that point because of the ignorance, really, of this doctor. Anyway, I recovered. I got back on my feet again, and there I am going this time to the doctor, and not the same doctor I hastened to have, but a proper gynecological expert who I said, I'm not going to ask you for the pill, I demand the pill, and I was given it. And really, that was a major changing point in my life, because for the first time, I could actually have sex and not worry about getting pregnant. And believe you me, when you're unstable, and you're not sure where income's coming from, you're not sure whether or not you've got enough food to feed the kids, or whatever, all the worries that come along with family. I mean, that was taken off my back because I knew that I could cope with three children. My husband's business was starting to do well, and we were an established little family, and that was absolutely wonderful. So as far as the pill's concerned, it was a major turning point in my life. I mean, you actually can enjoy sex. Now, some women might think that's quite shocking. But, I mean, if we can't enjoy sex, then why on earth are we put here? Why on earth are we human beings? I mean, men have always gone out through the centuries, and they have had sex. And it's never, they've never been criticised for it. They've never been, oh, you bad boy, or worse still, had to suffer as a result of having sex outside of marriage, or having sex, with it, whoever they wanted to have it. And this went right across class. I mean, before the middle 60s, if a woman got pregnant in this country, she still suffered from the guilt that was hoisted on women by becoming pregnant. I mean, let alone going out and having extramarital affairs. The business my husband had collapsed. And so it put pressure on the family, and I found love elsewhere. And I tell you something, it was the most wonderful experience of my life. I realised by then I'd got married too young, had three wonderful children, but this man that I was married to was not the right one for me. And I found the love of my life. And in a way, I can thank the pill for that, because sex became so wonderful that if women don't experience that, then they're going around with their eyes blinkered. And men should not only want women to experience that, but they only know half a relationship themselves. If the woman that they're having sex with doesn't enjoy it, how the hell can they enjoy it? I mean, come on, it takes two to tango. And two, making love and enjoying sex is one of the most wonderful human experiences that any two people can have together.